So what does this look like as Lodi strains to lift these Drangir as high as possible?
She already had her hand outstretched, palm upwards, fingers splayed out as if she was lifting something exceedingly heavy, which she is doing. And she just lifts her hand up higher, eyes closing in concentration, the tendrils of her head flaring out almost like a halo, I guess, as these two Drangir lift higher and higher and higher into the air until they're almost level with the top of the tower. And she says into her comm, "On your way to the temple, if you could shoot these two giant plants in the air, I would greatly appreciate it."
You hear the frustrated sounds of these things as they struggle against the grip that you have on them, as they grunt and yell, and you hear the engines of a ship roar. Nikisa.
Okay. She's not doing. Not going first.
NPC takes the last slot.
Okay, so we have two of those in the air, and then the one that made a mess on the square. Mess out of bad crews.
Yeah. If you want to get to that one, it'll take both of your maneuvers. So you'll have to take two strain to get there if you want to still attack.
The royal people already all fled? My guards farted.
The prince, the advisors, and some of the guards have fled.
And Aster?
Is still in the building. Aster does not have any weapons.
Okay.
So she's in the building with some of the farmers, and Hask and the other moisture farmers are making their way to the top of the tower.
Okay. Do we feel any more dark energy coming from behind, from possibly the building? Or no, they all seem to be focused on these three. And obviously other parts of the planet, but like in this vicinity.
It is still present, but it is not as strong as it was before you suppressed these three.
Okay. So, but it seems to be present only within this square area, not other buildings here in the buildings that I can see.
There, nothing close by.
Okay. Okay, so I don't have to worry that much about Aster, right? Because I'm like, well, if we don't feel anything coming from behind, hopefully. Nothing in the vicinity, so I guess. Because I know that suppress can be used to just actually, like, negate the air force, not just to make it not mm-hmm. work on me. But I don't know how much I need of stuff in order to be able to do that. And they're using very just regular physical attacks right now, right? Does it seem like visually, with the knowledge I have of creatures, does it seem like the force like basically powers them? So if I was to fully delete the force of one of them, it would seem like they would just fall on the ground, like not, or cease to exist, or go back to just being an actual plant or something.
No.
Okay. So it doesn't seem like it's going to make a lot of difference if I just try to fully negate the force of the one that it's still sending.
No. If you want to do, I'll let you do some sort of maybe a xenology, a perception check, if you'd like to do that.
Okay. Let me do a perception.
If you want. Or you could attack the one that's attacking Becros, because Becros can't seem to hit it.
Hey. Just falling behind for a more dramatic victory.
Sure. Can I do both? Can I move towards them and do a perception check?
Moving towards them is going to take both of your maneuvers. So in order to do an action, you will have to take two strain. But if you move close to it, you probably want to do something other than just move close to it.
Sure. Nikisa's not too happy that she's about to have to jump into actual physical action, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But she's gonna go stabby stab.
All right, so you take two strain to move into engaged range with this last Drangir, and then
let's
see how the stabby stab works. It's gonna be against two purples.
Two purples? And then do I get a boost die because I was suppressing their dark force and made their influence less powerful, made me feel more confident that, like, yeah, I suppressed some of their dark force. I am more confident in stabbing them.
I'll allow it.
Thank you. Okay, so...
You know what? I'm going to flip. I've got so many dark side points. It's going to be against a red and a purple.
Of course it will. The force is with me.
Is it though?
Oh my god, a wash. Complete wash.
As you swing your lightsaber, the long blade spinning towards this thing, its vines shrink back into itself, its form almost fluid, and your blade misses, the heat of it barely grazing.
I got the wrong side of my saber. I went on the small knife instead of the long sword. It's been a while. I didn't remember which side.
You're supposed to hit them with the lightsaber, Nikisa.
I know. I used the wrong stabby side. Ooh. Okay.
So you see blaster bolts raining down from the top of the tower as Hask and the moisture farmers from Nar Hippa get there. The shots hit the Drengir in the sky closest to them, Lodi having set up the perfect shot for them. The guards from the noble court attempt to shoot at the one that's closest to them, but it's just a hair too far away. And as it writhes against Lodi's grip, the blaster bolts go left and right and miss. The T1 Jedi cruiser Thronta comes into view over the square, and you can see the last glints of sunlight reflect off the cockpit windows as Captain Luna Dross brings it over the square and pivots along the edge of it, opening up with the front-mounted blasters, the front-mounted cannons. The blaster bolts rip the Drengir apart, and bits and pieces fall to the square, where they writhe and move. And Lodi, you see as they attempt to reform. And as the last of these cannon shots echoes in the air, Captain Dross takes off over the city towards the Jedi Temple. As these bits and pieces on the ground writhe, some of them begin to form together. And at the beginning of their turn, they can heal one wound, meaning that there is one Drengir on the ground now, but it is very small.
Someone put a bucket on top of it.
So, one in addition to the one that Becros?
Yes, there's a full-size one that Becros is fighting against, and one is beginning to reform. And the latest threat is Nikisa, so we're gonna roll against Nikisa.
Okay. I do have a rank in dodge, just so you know.
What does your dodge do exactly?
When targeted in combat, may perform a dodge incidental, suffer strain no greater than ranks in dodge to upgrade the difficulty of the attack by that number.
All right. You have one rank in dodge?
Yes.
So you can suffer one strain, and we're going to upgrade the attack, so it's a red and a purple instead of two purples.
I'm a very dodgy person.
The vines sweep across the ground and hit Nikisa in the legs, dealing 7 damage, ignoring one soak. They scratch through her robes at her shins.
Mm-hmm. And then I choose the threat.
I'm going to use that. I'll use the threat in that the group of noble court guards at the order of their commander move over to the reforming Drengir and just start blasting it on the ground.
Nice. Good.
Which will do one strain to the Drengir, which is one wound as they are minions.
Okay.
Back to the top. Nikisa just got scratched, whipped and scratched across the legs.
Oh, yeah.
Becros can't hit anything. The things that Lodi was holding in the air are now bits and pieces writhing on the ground. Who would like to go first?
If I slash at the bits and pieces that are on the ground, will that kill the bits and pieces that are on the ground?
They've been blasted with a ship cannon, and they're still writhing around on the ground. There's a good chance that just slashing them will not completely defeat them.
What don't plants like? Plants don't like fire?
Salt?
Salt. Ice. Like,
what kind of things freezing. Are being sold in the market?
You tell me, 3 light side points.
I also have conjure, just so you know.
6 light side points. Can you conjure fire?
I can conjure a match.
Release from the burden of holding these things up in the air. Sees that they are still very much alive after being shot with ship cannons. And does anyone have fire? I will spend a light side point.
Okay.
For fire. For a source of fire.
All right, so you are spending a light side point. There are set up around this square as we are getting into Baba's cooler months, these metal braziers with fire in them where people were warming themselves during the market.
Yep. I am going to pull one of those metal braziers into the center of the square. Actually, I'm just going to go ahead and pull all four closer. Well, and then we're going to start going with baby drain gear into the braziers.
All right. Roll your force dice. Force die.
Okay. Please. Light side point.
Yeah.
I don't think you can pull all four of them with one light side point, but I'll let you do two of them. So what happens? What does that look like?
Lodi looks around, notices the braziers, reaches out.
A little deja vu because she had a vision about them.
Tries to reach for all four of them, but from the strain of the earlier use of her force, she just grabs two of them, and that's good enough. And then she just starts tossing these little baby Drengear slugs into the braziers.
The incompetent guards see that you're doing that and that it is more effective than what they're doing and follow suit, picking up little bits and throwing them in the fire. Who's next?
I guess I'm going to go next.
Good luck.
It's not very exciting. It's just the same thing again.
You sure you want to use both your lightsabers?
Yes. So cool. However, there is a moment where Becros is going to use his maneuver to continue to imbue his lightsabers. But hearing about the fire, does anyone have a source of fire? He's switching to burn instead of blast. All right. And it's going to be completely pointless. Tired of not hitting the target. So I am going to spend a token to upgrade.
Oh boy. Look at all those dark side tokens.
Yeah, what are you going to do with them, Mark?
What am I going to do with them? Holy.
I have 3 failures on my check.
Next PC.
You just hear Becros in the background of the scene. He's not even really a part of this battle, but it's stay still, stop, quit, move it.
You gonna do that same thing, Nikisa?
I don't see a lot of other options here other than also trying to stabby stab.
Do it. Let's see what happens.
It's either that or I can make them forget about me and run away. Now you see me, now you don't, and you can't attack what you don't see. I think I'm gonna have to go stabby stab.
There really is a tight chance that you stabbing it will take it out. If you're lucky.
If I'm lucky. Chris
is gonna love that.
Yeah.
You need 2 successes.
Okay.
And it's against 2 purples.
Okay.
You do have a light side point if you want to flip it.
I'm good. I'm trying to argument a boost here.
I think you've used up your suppress boost.
Yeah. But can I have a boost because we seem to have something that is working? Burny stuff? And I'm happy that we know something that seems to be working.
You can have a boost.
Can I change my lightsaber to Burny?
You cannot. You can have a boost to aim.
Okay. I got a boost. Darn it. They're not very stabby creatures.
Unbelievable.
I know.
These guys aren't even like
that agile or
We're protectors of the peace, not lumberjacks. Okay.
How?
I'll tell you how. We don't roll any successes on our dice.
Okay, but because my lightsaber has two sides, can I flip it and try it again with the other side?
See, this is why you do just what Lodi does. You just use the light side of the force, and you don't actually have to make rolls.
I tried. I didn't have anything useful.
You cannot flip it and use the other side.
Why can I not use the back hand?
Because that's what linked is for. You would get advantages, and then you could use the other side.
That's what
would be for? Roll advantages.
First, you have to roll advantages. First, you have to roll well.
Okay.
And then you could use the other side.
Knew I should have packed my dice.
And do I have any other thing that I can do? Can I?
Only if you want to take too strain to do something else, but you can't run away.
Yeah, no, nah.
Okay. So Nikisa and Bekros both swing their blades at this Drengir. The Drengir backs away, and the blades come short.
I blamed it on Steady Floor.
Yeah. The farmers and Hask up in the tower don't have a clear shot. They don't want to risk hitting either of you, so they do not shoot this last remaining thing.
Surprising.
The guards are busy disposing of the bits and pieces of the writhing creatures, and Captain Dross is halfway to the Jedi Temple right by now. You hear the thrumming of the engines of the Noble Court ship as it begins to lift off from its docking bay, and the last remaining Drengir swings its thorny vines at whichever one of you looks more threatening, which I don't really know which one of you that is right now.
I mean, I did just destroy two of his compatriots.
Yeah, I think it is going for an attack as it moves. It is not going to stay in this one spot. So it moves more quickly than it should. It seems like it should on these like piles of vines and leaves and branches below it. And as it passes by the two of you, it whips out behind it. And it got a threat, so it can't use its special thing. So it still hits. Sorry.
Who's it hitting?
Yeah. It whips out its vines towards Bekros and deals 7 minus your soak with Pierce 1 and moves towards the center of this space.
So it's not engaged with Bekros anymore?
Is not engaged with anybody at the moment.
Okay. Can I go first, please?
Yeah, I'm good.
I hear no objection.
Yeah.
This will be just as successful as everything else Bekros has done. Mm-hmm. But I am happy to now have an opportunity to use Saber Throw.
Try it.
I am going to perform a Saber Throw action. I'm going to continue to imbue the saber with burn. And I'm only throwing 1.
Okay.
So I don't think I can throw 2.
Okay.
So I'm making a ranged attack at short range.
At short range.
And I am adding my non-committed force die.
Do you want to aim?
Yes, I want to aim. I want this to work. It's not going to work. I'm going to be so disappointed in it. But
is imbue a maneuver?
It is. I'm taking 2 strain in order to aim as well.
All right. You're going to strain out first.
Oh, yes. Well, I took a lot of... What was it, grit? I've got a 15 mm-hmm. strain threshold and I'm at 5.
Right yeah, now. I mean, I'm looking at your strain.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your wounds, too.
That's a bit more of a problem. Oh, I grabbed the force die.
Put the force die in there. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm definitely using it.
Yeah. The dark side is ringing your ears. And it is calling your blade to this creature. You're using it?
Mm-hmm. So, looking things over, I did add to Bekros for this season that his emotional strength was righteousness, wanting to protect those and everything. But his new emotional weakness is spite. And I think having spent 3 rounds unsuccessfully stabbing at this creature, Becros is as frustrated as I am at these dice rolls. And I think literally out of spite, Becros hurls his lightsaber at Dringer.
And you added burn, right?
We added burn. And I will activate burn with the...
Yeah, with your 4 advantages.
Mm-hmm.
How many advantages does it take?
I believe it is 2.
Yeah, okay.
So it'll take 2 to activate it. And what it will do is the weapon's base damage of 6 for the number of rounds. And I've only got burn 1 on it, so...
You've exceeded its wound threshold by 5.
Okay.
So your burn worked in a way that other attacks were not. Blaster fire was not working. Tell me what happens.
So the Dranger moved away, slashing its vines as it did, almost to add injury to insult to Becros. It hits him with those vines again. And as it gets out of engaged range, as it gets out of the reach of Becros' weapon, there's a moment of just indignant spite, of Becros' frustration of not being able to succeed at what he's been after. And he takes his lightsaber and hauls it and throws it just straight at the Dringer, and it hits in. And Becros is using the force to keep the blade ignited, right? And so it just kind of sticks in, and the vines and the plant fibrous body ignites into flames.
And it screams, not only audibly, but in the force, and waves of dark side ripple out from it. And as it burns up, pieces of it fall to the ground, and I think with a flip of a dark side point, little bits and pieces of not only this one, but the other two are sort of wriggling off in different directions and trying to bury themselves under the cobblestones of the street. And I think some locals, inspired by the actions of the people out in the square, pop out of their buildings with blasters and start shooting the bits and pieces. And with the flip of another dark side point,
oh god,
you get another SOS, just message, no actual voice or hologram or anything from the Jedi Temple.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Path of the Storm. I'm your GM and host for this season, Mark, and you can find my podcast, Coruscant Nights, and The Other Place wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out Nightcast Creative on YouTube, where we play a variety of games with many of the voices you hear on this show. Becros is played by Andrew from Dicey Cantina. Be sure to check out Dicey Cantina's latest show, The Foxglove Letters, out now, wherever you get your podcasts. Elodie is played by Erica Goodwitch. You can find Erica on the newest season of Heroes of the Hydean Way. Check out goodwitchstudios.com for more from Erica. And Nikisa is played by Isabella Jones. This episode of Path of the Storm was produced by Nightcast Creative. For info on all of our shows, RPGs, and everything else we do, visit nightcastcreative.com.